Blog Talk Radio.
Bells ring, are you listening? Down the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Then pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We'll play some finished plans that we have made.
Come along, everyone. How about the snowman?
Walking along, singing a song. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Until the other kids knock him down. Come along, are you listening? By the shade, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, happy tonight. Walk in a winter wonderland. The wind is blowing, the snow is falling down. The wind is blowing, it's cold outside.
Welcome, everybody. This is Tanya Maria with ColorPeople.net. Celebrating 5 years and celebrating the holiday season with wonderful music by the legendary Bunny Ziegler. He is a pop and R&B songwriter and record producer who has done extensive work with the team of Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, and who was instrumental in creating the Philly sound in the 70s. Few songwriters have influenced a genre like Bunny Ziegler. Ziegler has worked with most of the artists associated with the Philadelphia stable, including the OJs, the Roots, Jackie Moore, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Barbara Mason, Billy Paul, Lou Rawls, and Patti LaBelle, and the list goes on. For the OJs, we know Sunshine, and we know the Love Train. And these are all from the pen of Bunny Ziegler. We are so welcome. We're so excited to welcome Mr. Ziegler back to our show. Welcome, Bunny.
How are you?
I am well.
Happy New Year.
And you too, and your wife and your family.
Yeah, and you start off walking in the winter wonderland. I know people can relate to that.
Yeah. Yes. How are you doing? You're in Philadelphia, right?
No, I live outside of Philly. Now, I thought I was with Dr. Zhivago last. I had nothing but ice. I'm out near Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Coatesville.
Oh,
and
I
looked out the door last night. I thought I was going to see Dr. Zhivago or somebody walking by.
Well, stay warm. We're going to have a jolly good time here for about an hour with you. Do you have an hour to be with us today?
All the time you need.
Okay, I appreciate it. My regards to your lovely wife. And I enjoyed watching your video when you were in love at Christmas time. And we have that on our blog. If you all check out coloredpeople.net and click on Tanya Maria's blog, we have that wonderful video. Was that your home on the video?
That's the home I sold. I sold that house and I moved to another house. I've been living in that house there for like 40 years, and I sold that house. But I had so much fun riding in that carriage with the horse, with the lady pulling the horse.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good to do that, to have a memory of the house.
Yes. Yes, it was a lovely video. And I'd like to welcome to the show as well our host, Richard Allen, who is with us. And I'm just going to let him join us on the call.
Do you know we have a place in Philadelphia called the Richard Allen Homes?
Do you? I didn't know that.
Yes, I used to sing down the street from that on Leavitt and Wallace, and that's at 12th, Leavitt and Fairmount. Used to be, you hear the intruders talk about the gang, you know, they used to hang with the Tenderloins and all that stuff. That was the neighborhood they was talking about, the Richard Allen Homes.
So there was a lot
really
of talent
Richard Allen,
in that
Richard
area.
Allen's project, but I put a little spin on it, kept it, you know.
Was there a lot of talent coming out of that area?
A lot of different groups, oldie groups from back in the day and stuff.
Okay.
But it was
Streetlight
doo-wop and all that. I was up the street from there, but I was everywhere. Anywhere there was a pretty girl, that's where I was singing. And I'd walk down the street cold as it is like it is now with a guitar around my shoulder. Don't let me know where a girl is. I'd walk down the street singing under her window. My mother said, I heard Bunny the other night. You couldn't do that now. Somebody would want to throw something at you.
Oh, no. Yeah. It might be on the phone. It's very quick to dial 911 these days.
No, but I was singing some sweet songs. I think the mamas and the daughters was listening.
Yeah.
Old doo-wop.
Now, did you get your start with one of those types of groups?
Well, what happened was I sang all my life since I was like 3 or 4 years old. I used to walk around the neighborhood singing. And in school, the teacher would, for the glee club, they would teach a song to me first. And then I would sing it in front of the glee club, and then they would learn it like that. But I had a group called the Opals, and me and my brother, and I did a song called Just Let Me Love You Tonight, and I talk about the group on that album. It's called, there was a third and family. We went to a church, and you notice in the old days, the groups used to sing down in the subways.
Yes.
Plus it had that echo sound, and in the recreation centers in those marble walls. Well, we were at a place at 10th and Thompson, and there was we were singing in one room, and I heard this singing coming out of the other room. It was the Dixie Hummingbirds. And they was doing some harmony that was light years ahead of me and my group, and that's when I left the group.
they had a few years on you, didn't they?
Huh?
They had a few years on you, didn't they?
Yeah,
to perfect that harmony.
I wouldn't talk. I don't go by the years. I go by the ears, what I'm hearing in my ears.
Uh-huh.
And what I heard us doing, we was doing, they're going, yeah. I said, Lord have mercy. And I said, I got to go another route.
Well, let's talk about your latest project, this wonderful Christmas CD. And you've been in the business, correct me if I'm wrong, over 40 years, correct?
More than that, at least 50 years, maybe 52 years. Actually, I was in school. I'm 72 years old, and I had a record out. I had a record out when I was in school. I was 16, and I was singing in the clubs. When I was 16 or 17 years old. I didn't even go to my prom. They had me booked at a club. We had about maybe eight people in there, but to me that was a concert. You know, to be in a club and have your name up on the marquee and stuff. That was more, you know, as a singer, that was important to me.
Wow. Well, what gave you the inspiration at this point in your career to do a Christmas CD?
Well, to start with, my lawyer, he had last year, he told me, why don't you do Auld Lang Syne, because nobody ever does, you know, do that song. And I said, well, that will only last a week. I said, I'll be back and see you in a week. So I came back a week later with six songs. And, you know, and then after that, I kept going. He said, man, we were late. We were like almost near Thanksgiving before we got it together. But I got the rest of the songs together, and we put it out. We didn't even have time to have it mastered. We did the mastering ourselves. I had it mixed and stuff, but I'm talking about to have the labels and stuff made up. We were just running. But it was a blessing, though. Everybody said, you do a Christmas album, you can deal with it every year. And this year we had it ready. We got the records made up and stuff. And the response I've been getting, singing the songs to different people and stuff, the Christmas album, they say it was one of the easiest albums I ever cut. So it was like really a blessing. You know, even though we were rushing, we didn't do a lot of having to do it over, do this over. I went with whatever came out. In fact, I was telling somebody there was one of the songs, what's the one? What, White Christmas? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I said, may your days be sunny instead of merry.
Yes.
Said, your days be sunny and bright. And the word is merry. And I went back and tried to put merry in there, and merry wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit. It's amazing. Whatever I did when I first did those songs, when I came in and tried to do a better pronunciation of the word, it didn't fit. Whatever way I had done it, it was a gift to do it that way, and I had to leave it alone. So
that was honest, artistic interpretation. I did pick up on that when I listened to it, and I thought it was great.
Oh, you picked up what nobody else did.
I did. I thought it was wonderful, to be honest with you. I love that. I didn't know if it was done by mistake or if it was intentional, but I thought it was a nice artistic interpretation.
Well, I sang it. I didn't know it until later on when I heard it back in the mix, and I told the guy, I said, wait a minute, I said the wrong word. And we went back in, and we tried to punch it, and it just didn't fit. So we had to go back, you know, where it was. I think the whole project was a blessing from God, because a friend of mine who did like Ave Maria, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Ave Maria, I think I said that, and Walking in the Winter Wonderland, Richie Rome, his wife was really sick at the time. And he couldn't come up to my studio, so I had to go to his house. And he had a machine that he did the tracks on. And I think this whole thing helped me, and it helped him. And it was like the whole thing was a blessing. And I'm glad to have a Christmas album, something that will go on. And from now on, you know, it'll be part of the holiday.
Yes, yes. And how was his wife?
It's amazing. I didn't think she was going to last. The song, I've been around the seven seas to see how people celebrate like me. That song was inspired by, she was in the hospital and he couldn't even take care, his daughter had to take care. And the song was originally supposed to be the little boy who had no toys for Christmas. And it was all, that was somewhat me, but I was talking about a lot of the kids who don't have nothing. But it went to this other song about how people say Merry Christmas. That's why we did it in French, Italian, and Spanish, and America, you know. And that's one of my favorite songs on the album, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, yes. And how many languages do you speak? I think we touched on that last time.
Well, I deal with French, mon petit souffle, mon amour te prévient trop bien. I'll mess it up. And then Hasa fujia mkanishiwa na vishino zinkuna kukanishiwa. Ashbet, bona letali, like te, yesu tatu urgana, mutsu marari pati grari, nutrati cieli, kara urgana, ashbet, bano, mamma mia, becomi bandino sigalo cielo, palom, ashbet. Right on. That's when I know somebody know me. I go somewhere, somebody holler, hey, bandino. I say, uh-oh. I have to look. But,
listeners, if you haven't heard this CD, it is a wonderful addition to your Christmas music collection. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Amazon. It's available. What is your website? Bunzi Music and Records.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And I would highly recommend it. Give it a listen. Pick it up, and it's the renditions of the standards are worth the price. But there are three original songs also that are just beautiful, beautiful additions to your music catalog. And we're going to turn it back over to Tanya Maria.
Can I say something, Tanya and
yes,
Richard? To be doing this, the music, what you're doing for me is like, you know, I get mad because a lot of the things, you know, like at my age, I don't get, you know, from the stations and all that stuff. But what you're giving me is like, I feel like this is the Super Bowl. This is the Grammys. This is everything. I mean, it means a lot to me. And I wanted you and all the people out in your land to know.
Well, thank you. It means a lot to us, too. You are someone to be celebrated. You've brought so much joy and so much history to many countries. You know, I'm from Brazil. And I was listening to your music back home, not knowing that you had written it.
Have you ever heard of? You from Brazil?
Yes, I was born and raised in Brazil.
I never went there.
Oh, you have to go. You have to take your lady there. It's such a beautiful country. There's so much to see. It's such a huge country. You know, there is a
you won't let me go by. You won't let me. You won't let me go by myself. I don't know why.
Oh, that's funny.
I was going to go down there and do, you know, just to study the country itself and have mercy.
Well, you do have to go for sure and be sure to take her. I have a couple of questions for you. How long did it take you to get this whole CD from beginning to end?
About a month.
A month, wow.
We started right after Thanksgiving. I was saying, that's getting it ready and getting it mixed and doing the vocals. My Lord Remick had told me that I did the one song and brought that to him. New Year's Eve. What are you doing, you know? Come all ye faithful, joyful, and proud. You know, but then it went into the other song. It went into the one When You're in Love at Christmas Time. And then the guy brought me, the guy that wrote Somebody Loves You with me on Patti LaBelle brought me Little Drummer Boy. He had funk in it, but it wasn't low-down funk. So he was funk. I said, you got to get lower with it. It was conservative funk. You know, it's got so much funk. Every time I sing it, it'll come out different. Little Drummer Boy, but the feelings, I've sung it in different places, and it seems like something different comes out every time. So it gives me a freedom to sing it live. The girl, the song, what's the one? What are you doing New Year's Eve? Just the Christmas song, the young lady that sings with me. She said, I'd like to sing that, but nobody ever lets me sing it, you know, because she's a girl. So it's always a man. So I said, look, you sing it, and I'll be Natalie. Will you be Nat, and I'll be the daughter, but not daughter. So, I mean, I'll sing her part. You sing his part. And that's how it went.
That's Charlene Holloway?
Charlene Holloway. You know, I told her, you take the lead, and I'll just back you up. She's such a great person. She sings on a lot of people's records, and she says nobody ever puts her up front, so every time I get a chance, I put her up. And she's the one, even though I sing in Italian, I do a fellow. She taught me Ave Maria. She's singing on that. Yes.
Wow.
I was asked to sing it at a homegoing service for somebody in Philadelphia, and I was surprised when I got there. It was African American people there who had hired me to sing Ave Maria.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't see none of them singing it in Italian, but there are people who love that song. They said all they needed to hear is Ave Maria. And that's all they know is Ave Maria, but they're lost in the music. And it's really something. A lot of shows I do, that's the last song they play, or that song is in there somewhere.
Your voice is so beautiful, and I want to play a quick song. I have other questions for you, but we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to listen to Little Drummer Boy, and this CD is a 12-song CD, 12-song jewel. It's a gem. I love your arrangements, and we'll talk about that when we get right back.
Okay.
Come, they told me, rum-pa-bum-bum, Hi, this is Adrian Giuliani, and I am from Adrian Giuliani Children's Pastel Portraits, and I'm a member of ColoredPeople.net. Happy holidays.
Happy holiday to you. I heard those bells.
Hello.
Hello.
We are back. Bunny, we were talking. Can you hear me okay?
I'm okay. I hear you fine.
Okay, good. Arrangements in the CD, When You're in Love at Christmas Time, I was so... You know, it's funny because when I first listened to the CD, I noticed there was something pleasant and something different and something soothing and comforting, and then I pulled out the insert, and I started reading, and I noticed you arranged just about the entire album. I think there's like three songs that were not arranged. I think eight songs you arranged these songs, correct?
Well, actually, all of them. If you notice when a song comes on, you don't really know what it is until it, you know, there's always a different intro or something. Mm-hmm. I always feel it's something different from the songs. You know, it's just like I said, it was just a blessing. Like the people I was working with, the guy, my engineer is Raymond Earl. He's a guy who plays with an instant funk song. Got My Mind Made Up. Come on, you can get it. Get it, girl.
Mm-hmm,
you know him?
Mm-hmm.
You know that group?
Yes.
He's my engineer, and he'll be there when I'm singing, and very solemn, he'll say, well, man, I think you can do that better, change that note. And he's really instrumental in putting it all together. It was just an easy-going thing. We just went in there, and that's all we were. I have my own studio, so we were able to do it at any time I wanted to go. So we just rolled, and it just felt so good, you know, to do it that way. Like I said about that little drummer boy, he had it funky, but I said we got to drop some more. It ain't making me shake my head, stomp my feet.
Uh-huh.
And I think I heard me saying a song make me move my feet, which I don't remember saying. But it's a gift, and I thank God for it.
It is a gift, and it's a blessing to us. I can feel the spirit in every song. One song in particular that I absolutely love the melody, and I want you to tell me, please, how, because it was written by you, A Christmas Dream. Did you have the melody first or the lyrics? But this song is so dreamy, and you captured the dream with the melody. And I'm going to play that next after you talk to us about this. So... it's just so beautiful to me. It's captivating. Tell me.
The one by the weather was so bad, Santa couldn't go, and Rudolph's nose had lost his. That came from the music is from Bach. I was working with a group that plays classical music, and they wanted me to write a song, and I had just had a dream that I had, which I say in the song, I had a dream I haven't had since I was a child. You know, and I could just see Santa Claus down there with the toys. Rudolph's nose had lost his glow, so that's why I came along. And then I told the reindeers, follow me. I'll be your eyes so that you can see. There are boys and girls all over the land waiting for you. And I did that song at a concert. These people... at a concert, and the band and the classical people were playing, and I got up in a three-piece suit and sang this, My Christmas Dream. They were shocked in the beginning, but by the end, they were all into the song. And we have a video on it.
Absolutely beautiful. We are going, excuse me, we're going to look for it, and we will post it on our blog for our listeners. If you'd like to call in and say hello and say your holiday wishes and meet Bunny, the number to call in is 949-209-2956.
Again, the number is 949-209-2956. This is Tanya Maria, your host, coloredpeople.net, a multicultural artistic network celebrating 5 years of inspiration and bringing color to the world. I'd like to acknowledge our new members that have joined. You just heard Adrienne Giuliani. She is a wonderful artist. She's going to be with us February 9th to talk about her art. She does children's pastels, beautiful work. So just want to thank all of you for all your support and all your love. And we are, of course, with the legendary Bunny Ziegler, which we love dearly. And we want to play with you this wonderful, beautiful song, A Christmas Dream. We'll be right back.
I had a dream last night. I haven't had since I was a child. I was flying through the sky to the North Pole, all over the world.
The weather was so bad, Santa couldn't go. And Rudolph's nose, it had lost its clothes. That's when I came along to save the day. I told Santa, if you let me, I'll help you fly away. He put the toys back in the sleigh. I told the reindeer's father, I'll be your eyes so blue and clean. There are boys and girls all over the world waiting for you. This is the time for joy.
To fall asleep again.
Then I don't go. I went back where I was again, flying through the falling snow. Rudolph, those hands began to glow. Everybody celebrate, celebrate this time of year.
So that's when I came along to save the day. I know Santa, if you let me, I'll help you fly away. He put the toys back in the
sleigh. What a dream I had last night.
Gary Tyson from WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago, governor of the colorpeople.net. Happy holidays.
And we are back on colorpeople.net along with our host, Tanya Maria. This is Richard Allen, and we are welcoming once again the legendary Bunny Sigler.
You know, this is a great thing to have for music, colorpeople.net. I mean, it is just the name, period. It is a beautiful thing, and I'm proud of you guys for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And we are just proud to have you here with us because you really exemplify what the name means. It's people who color the world with art and with love. Your latest CD is certainly indicative of that. It's called When You're in Love at Christmas Time by Bunny Sigler. And can we just talk about the title tune? We talked about the video a little bit, but the song itself is a wonderful piece of work. And what I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What was the inspiration for that song?
Well, if you listen to all the songs I write, they're about love, so it was easy to write. And the best time to be in love is at Christmas time. I was hearing, you know, and people, that's when they give love. They may not give it that 11 months, but when that 12th month comes up, December, then, you know, they want to give love to people. You know, everybody wants to help somebody. It starts at Thanksgiving, they start feeding people, but then after that, they want to give love. So I think the best time to be in love is at Christmas time, especially when you got somebody loving you back. If you ain't in love at Christmas time, that's a sad time. But when you can be in love, that's the best time of the year, and especially when you got the one you love so near, you know. So, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. And the guy I wrote it with, Brian Pugh, he's a real good friend of mine. He do a lot of music, but when he let me hear the track, I just went right into it. You know, Santa Claus is waiting in the wings. Huh?
Did the lyrics just flow out, or was there a?
I can say, when you're in love at Christmas time, it's the best time of the year. When you're in love at Christmas time, and the one you love, you hold so near. Santa Claus is waiting in the wings. I can hear the choir starting to sing, snowflakes falling to the ground. So it's the best time to be in love. So it was easy.
You said you pulled the entire project together in about a month, which is remarkable, especially something of this quality. Did you do any little tricks in the studio to get yourself in the Christmas spirit? You know, put up decorations, ornaments, or the spray snow on the windows, or anything like that?
Well, the spirit of Christmas is in my heart all year round. I wrote a song with my brother on Patti LaBelle's album called "If Every Day Could Be Like Christmas, 365 Days of the Year." If every day could be like Christmas, 365 days of the year. So I always have the love of Christmas within me. So doing this, it wasn't nothing but just getting in there with the guys. The one guy who knew how to do, he did When You're in Love at Christmas Time, and he did Oh Holy Night, and he did the Christmas song. That was Brian Pugh. So I had one day with him, got the tracks, and when I wasn't doing tracks, I was doing vocals, and it was just a night and day thing. And like having your own studio, you can go as long as you want. And my engineer, he don't go to sleep till 6 in the morning. A lot of these songs are sung at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when it's quiet out.
And I've noticed also on this CD that you sing a lot in your lower register.
I'm glad you got that. But see, that was going for a smoother sound. Everybody said when I sing up high, if you notice the last song is way up in the register. Oh, come all ye faithful. I wanted to bring it down into a more relaxed mode. And you picked up on a lot. A lot of people didn't pick up on. But I did bring it in a lower register than I sang, and it gets even a more mellower sound, which I tried to get on what's the song? Chestnuts Roasting. But a girl sings it high, so if I sing an octave below her, then I'm going to be in a lower range. So
it certainly does sound more Christmassy. The more mellow sound is something that you can just put on, and just have in the background, and while you're talking with family or spending time with loved ones, and it's just there, It's just creating an atmosphere behind you.
It's really weird you said that. I did an interview last year with somebody, and they said almost the identical thing, that it's something they could put on when they were driving somewhere or when they were with friends, and it would still be the background. But like I'm saying, it was something that I had never done. It was the easiest thing I ever done, and I think it had a lot to do with doing in the lower register. And, we was on a mission. We was on a mission, and most of the songs, I sang them straight through. I might have went back and just punched one thing, but they went right on through, I'm just, overwhelmed that song that you just played is different than anything. It's an opera song.
Yes.
It came from Bach. It's a great melody, but I think by the child inside of me, I'm 72, but I love kids. If I can be around the child, and the child can have their back to me, and they can feel, they'll turn around and start looking. I have a connection with kids. I'd be on planes sometime, and the mothers even sometimes let the kids play, sit with me. Just, but it's weird. It's just, I have a love for them, So when I wrote that song, I just, that was an inner child. That's, the me that when I perform, I like to do a little bit of everything. I don't like to be just, as they say, why don't you just do this R&B, just do this. I said, I like to do different songs, different feelings. That's why when I perform, I do everything. I do Othello, which is El Sultate Organia Hermosa Manasepatoa. And sometimes I'll be in my show and I'll be singing something funky and I'll go into that. Mm-hmm. I was at a thing with George Clinton. And they had this thing for all these kids out there. It was like a conference. We were talking, and George was talking. And I got up and sang this song, and, to let the people know there's all kinds of different songs to listen to. And, like, with me right now, with doing this Christmas album, it's put a whole, different thing on how I feel about music. But I love music, and I'm just starting in Tanya says she's from Brazil. I got some stuff coming out. I got a song called Island Girl. You got a flower in the hair, and she's from over there. And one called Do the Calypso Dance. These songs are as different as you say the Christmas sound is when you hear me on this new stuff. I'm even talking with an accent that I met this girl from the islands. She was talking to me, turn on and on night, to the Calypso dance. but the music
I
is
like
killing
that.
Me. Yeah. And another one called You Have a Flower. See, Island Girl. She's from over there. She got a flower in her hair from across the sea, so she ought to belong to me. She's my island girl. And it's got hip-hop and all the beats to it. But I'm experimenting out, you know, like I'm just reaching out for more music.
That circles right back to the, you know, to the what you said when we came out of the break about coloredpeople.net. It's about having that versatility in flavoring the world with those various colors. And, you know, we all, or most of us anyway, we love steak. But if you're having a 7-course meal, you don't want them all to be steak. You know, you have some variety in that. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm following you.
Oh, we've got a few more songs we want to get in because we're enjoying this as we're listening to it. We wanted to get the title tune of the new CD in. It's called When You're in Love at Christmas Time.
All right. When you're in love at Christmas time, it's the best time of the year. When you're in love at Christmas time, and the one you love you hold so near, Santa Claus is waiting in the wings. I can hear the choir starting to sing. Snowflakes falling to the ground, little kids running all around. When you're in love at Christmas time, there's no better time to be. When you're in love with me, smell the chestnuts roasting down the street, that's for all of the people me. Hey, can I have a little taste? Look at the smiles on everybody's face when you're in love at Christmas time. There's no better time to live when you're in love at Christmas time. In all the love that you can give, when you're in love with somebody, the sweetest one in the world, it's just because the sweetest one is your girl. What are you gonna do? Tell how great a love is me and you. I can hear Christmas bells ringing, and I swear I heard the birds out there singing. When you're in love at Christmas time. With your sweet little lady, there ain't no better time in the world than sweet, sweet girl. Merry Christmas to all of you. When you're in love.
Hi, this is Diana Broomfield from WDGTRadio.com, calling in to say congratulations on 5 wonderful years. Season's greetings.
And
we are back. ColorPeople.net, Tanya Maria and Richard Allen and Bunny Ziegler. What a wonderful time. 5 years celebrating. I want to thank Diana and Gary. Diana from WDGP Radio and Gary from WHPK Radio in Chicago. And Adrian Giuliani for sending in your season greetings. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for your support and our love to you and your family. And we're back with Bunny. And, of course, the song was written and arranged by Bunny, When You're in Love at Christmas Time. And Brian Pugh.
There you go.
Thank you.
He's the musical director for Richard Smallwood, who's a big gospel singer. But me and Brian, we go to church.
yes, indeed. We are going to play a couple more songs. We're almost coming to the conclusion of this wonderful show and this wonderful time that will be here for us forever because it's in archives on iTunes, so you can always download these shows. And I want to ask you, Bunny, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, the vocals and the choir, it gave me goosebumps when I listened to that. This
me
was arranged by you. Oh,
just
my goodness.
Just me and Charlene.
Are you serious? Just the
just
two of
me and Charlene. You know, Charlene is a background singer. So I put her on this. I can sing high. Wherever I can go, she goes above it. And we just have a relationship together as singers. She's just wonderful, you know.
I got goosebumps when I heard that, and it's so powerful.
The guy that did the arrangement, I do Othello and I do opera. So he says, I'm going to give you an opera ending, and I'm going to put the Romans in there. Doom, 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 doos.
It was absolutely beautiful, and we will play that to our listeners, and we will be right back. Bunny, thank you so much for your time. We'll be right back with you. I just want to share this wonderful song, Hark the Herald Angel Sings, written by Charles Wesley, arranged by Bunny and Richie Rome with Charlene Holloway. We'll be right back.
Live to all he brings, risen with him.
Wow, this is awesome. Absolutely awesome, Bunny.
When we do that one live, the house just comes down. It's just, and I was surprised, you know, you never know what the audience put up. There's so much energy in it, I guess they have to respond some kind of way.
Oh, I get goosebumps every time I hear it. It is phenomenal. I love that.
Well, that's me and her. I'm doing my voice 3 or 4 times, and she's doing her voice 3 or 4 times. And on the end, we just go for it.
Tell us what your plans are for this Christmas, what you're doing.
I just moved to a new house. I sold my house in Philadelphia, so I've been, in fact, the man is just putting up a Christmas tree now, putting up Christmas lights. And I live out, you ever heard of Amish people? They ride the carriages and stuff.
Yes.
I live out near them, and it's a picturesque place out here. And everybody said, how could you leave the city? You know, I left the city, but my mind is still in the music. I probably write better songs out here because there's not as much distractions. But I plan to, we usually go away for the holidays, or I've been working. A lot of people have called me to do different things during the Christmas, so I'm going to honor as many wishes as I can. I've had some people call me for Christmas things, and I just got some calls for tragedies and whatever. And whatever it is they want me for, I'm there for them. So it's just, I'm there to, this Christmas holidays, I'll be doing what I always do, singing. And singing the praises and thanking God, and I'm thanking for this Colored People Network you have. Just the name, period. You know, I'm really proud of you guys. Proud,
you're
not a guy. I saw the advertisement on my phone, and it was like where it was laid out. It was really beautiful. So I don't know too much about the Internet, so I know how it looks on the Internet to people who know how to go on there.
Thank you. You know, the network is a vision also to help educate our young to music such as yours and to the history that you and so many other wonderful artists have bless this country and the world with. And it's a way for me to learn too, because I learned so much by having guests such as yourself on our show, and I have a passion to perpetuate the music and the history and art in general, not just music, but you know, graphic art and acting and you know the creative art. So thank you so much for what you said and for seeing the value in what we're doing, for being here with us. Thank you.
Well, I think just when people see the name, period, and then hear what comes from it and, the emotion and the truthfulness that you put forward to the music. I'm writing with a guy now. He's from Haiti. That's the one who I wrote this Calypso stuff with. But it still has an R&B sound. And his father's a preacher. So... I guess I'm blessed. He's blessed, and I'm around blessed people. And you and Richard, you bless. All of us are under the cloud of being blessed at the same time. So it can't go wrong.
Amen. And we look forward to having.
I hope I said it right.
Yes, your heart speaks correctly, and we look forward to having you back and anyone that you know that would be interested in being with us. We would love to welcome them and have them on our show. I'd like to know what are your plans for this coming year?
To be as big as singing, to just keep doing music. I think some of the new music I have coming out, I really think I have a love song that I can't even talk about that I think is really going to take the world by storm. It's
awesome.
In fact, a friend of mine heard it, and my mechanic was listening to it. I can't even tell the title of it, but it is really a love. It's a terrible love song, something like Marvin Gaye's song, but I did it my way. That ain't the title, but it's about love. You know, somebody in love with two people. You know. And which one I choose. If I choose one, whichever one I choose, I'm gonna lose. Have mercy. Let me leave it alone there. But
right,
you know what I'm gonna do
know,
for the new year?
Yes.
To the new year, I'm gonna have fun doing music. And Richard gave me a lot of information about myself that I'm gonna take back when I go back in the studio. You know, because he heard what a lot of people haven't heard, where I was going with the voice and the lower range, and I mean, just the whole thing. I mean, and you have made me happy. The songs that you picked, especially that the Christmas song, which is different than any. It's not funk. It's not this. It's, and you talked about the melody, and that's what, you know, the kids you talk about, they don't know about these songs. They don't know about melodies. A lot of them just know, ooh, they got to get a melody. Like even five years, you need to have a melody. Congratulations on 5 years on the air. That's a melody.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to say that Richard is a bass player, a drummer, and he went to Berklee School of Music, so he's really very talented, and he's a blessing to me because I, you know, in Brazil we have a saying that the only thing I play is the doorbell, because in Brazil we call it ringing the doorbell, playing the bell. That's the only thing I play is when I press the doorbell, because I'm not musically inclined, but I do know beautiful music when I hear it, but he's the technical part of it, so he can talk technical stuff all day and you know. But anyway,
well, he knew the difference between low and high, and he gave me a lot of information that I'll take back with me going into this new year.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Bunny. I'm going to turn it over to Richard, and we're going to have him close the show for us. Thank you so much. My big hugs and kisses to you and to your wife, and I look forward to meeting you both one day. And all the best to you, and may your blessing continue to bless us, and may God continue to anoint you and give you richness and inspiration for many more years to come.
And I pray, let me get to Brazil.
Yes, you shall. All right, here's Richard.
Okay.
Hello again, everyone, and hello, Mr. Sigler. Thank you so
all
much
right.
for those kind words. Your music, I'll tell you, I remember seeing you as, I'm not going to say how old, but as a youngster on Soul Train.
Oh, yeah.
And remember when I first heard the song Love Train by the OJs, the meaning of the song, the tone of the song, everything about it, I mean, it said something that a lot of songs were trying to say, you know, to convey that message of love and how it's taking over the world. That song seemed to kind of cheer it on, and it caught on. I'm not sure how big a hit it was in the rest of the country. I grew up in New York, and I know it stayed on the charts for a long time. And it got heavy play on the radios for a very, very long time. And
well, I'll tell you what, it's one of the songs you can do, and the people that get up and start dancing, they'll sing it with you. People all over the world, join hands, start a love train.
Yes.
You know?
And it's timeless.
And if you get in the right place, they'll get a train going and dance around the building.
That's right. Well, when you put your new project together for 2014, we'd love to have you back on to talk about it with us.
Well, I'd love to, because I'm telling you, there's some. I am so happy because this young kid is like, he's 25, and he sings through me. He said, "Man, I can't sing, but I sing through you." He'll be singing parts to me, and as long as I've been in the business, you know, you can always learn. You're always learning. And, like, we work together, you know. When you have a team, we work together as a team. And he's done something with me to give me a younger sound, and I've taken his younger sound, and we blend it together. And he's a musician who plays, you know, musicians. He plays like Leon Huff, Tommy Bell, and Tommy Bell, you know, for the stylistics and everybody. And anybody else, and he's from Haiti, so he has a Latin feel to his music. But he is a great musician. He plays guitar, piano, and these tracks you're doing, he's doing most of them. Plus, the one that he's doing, the Calypso dance thing, on the end, he goes into a thing, you're going to think you're in the islands. You know? But we did two islands, the rest of them are love songs. So I'm saying I am so excited about them, and we're working on them now.
Well, please, when it's done, we'd love to have you back to talk about it the week it's released or the week before it's released.
Chip and them, they're asking me for it right now. I'm in the finishing stages of it as we go. So no sooner I get all that done, I have it for them like about the first and second week in January.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to turn it back over to Tanya Maria.
All right, everybody. I just wanted to make an announcement that January 12th, Bunny was talking about, speaking of young sound, Thelma Houston. You know her from wonderful hits. Don't Leave Me This Way. That's the one I remember the most back home. But she has worked with music producer Janitor on album 42, and she will be with us January 12th. So tune in and meet with Thelma Houston. And Bunny, do you have any closing words? We're going to end the show with White Christmas. I wish everybody a wonderful Christmas time and a blessed 2014. And any closing thoughts, Bunny?
Everybody who knows about ColoredPeople.com, the station, tell your friends. If they don't know about it, tell them what they're missing. They're missing people who love the music, and I want to bless everyone all over the world this Christmas, and let's have a prosperous and a safe new year coming up.
Thank you, Bunny.
And remember, Bunny ain't got nothing but love for you.
Thank you. Right back at you. All right. Tanya Maria and Richard Allen, ColoredPeople.net, wishing you all a wonderful holiday season, great Christmas, and Happy New Year. And we will close the show with White Christmas. Thank you, Bunny. My love to you and your wives and your loved ones.
Vario con dia, señorita. Sí.
Você também. Un beijo. Ciao.
Okay, ciao, bene. Aspetta.
Ciao. Thank you.
Christmas.